听力考试现在开始。
College English Test Band 6 Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause.During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. What's wrong with your phone, Gary? I tried to call you all night yesterday.
I'm sorry. No one was able to get through yesterday.My telephone was disconnected by the phone company.
What does the woman ask the man about? Question 12. I finally found a really nice apartment that's within my price range.
Congratulations! Affordable housing is rare in this city. I've been looking for a suitable place since I got here 6 months ago.
What does the man mean?
Question 13. I got this in my mailbox today.But I don't know what it is. Do you have any idea?
Oh, that's your number for the new photocopier. It requires an access code. Everyone got one.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 14.Jane told me that you'll be leaving us soon. Is it true?
Yeah, my wife's maternity leave is close to an end. And since she wants to go back to work, I've decided to take a year off to raise the baby.
What does the man mean?
Question 15.We'll never find a parking space here. What about dropping you at the south gate and I'll find parking somewhere else?
Well, okay. It looks like everyone in town came to the mall today.
What does the woman mean?
Question 16.When will the computers be back online?
Probably not until tomorrow. The problem is more complicated than I thought.
What does the man mean?
Question 17. Did you catch Professor Smith on TV last night?
I almost missed it, but my mother just happened to be watching at home and gave me a call.
What does the woman imply? Question 18. May I get this prescription refilled?
I'm sorry, sir, but we can't give you a refill on that. You'll have to get a new prescription.
What can we infer from the conversation? Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.So, what's the next thing on the agenda, Mary?
Well, it's the South Theatre Company. They want to know if we'd be interested in sponsoring a tour they want to make to East Asia.
East Asia, ah. And how much are they hoping to get from us?
Well, the letter mentions £20,000, but I don't know if they might settle for less.
Do they say what they would cover? Have they anything specific in mind?
No, I think they're just asking all the firms in town for as much money as they think they'll give.
And we're worth £20,000, eh?
It seems so.
Very flattering. But I'm not awfully happy with the idea. What do we get out of it?
Oh, good publicity, I suppose. So what I suggest is not that we just give them a sum of money, but that we offer to pay for something specific, like travel or something, and that in return we ask for our name to be printed prominently in the program and that they give us free advertising space in it.
But the travel bill would be enormous, and we could never manage that.
I know, but why don't we offer to pay for the printing of the programs ourselves, on condition that on the front cover there's something like, "This program is presented with the compliments of Norland Electronics." And free advertising, of course.
Good idea. Well, let's get back to them and ask what the program they want will cost. Then we can see if we're interested or not.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What do we learn about the South Theatre Company? Question 20. What benefit does the woman say their firm can get by sponsoring the theatre company? Question 21. What does the woman suggest they do instead of paying the South Theatre Company's travel expenses? Conversation 2. Rock stars now face a new hazard, voice abuse. After last week's announcement that Phil Collins might give up touring because live concerts are ruining his voice, doctors are counseling stars about the do's and don'ts of voice care. Here in the studio today, we have Mr. Paul Phillips, an expert from the Highfield Hospital. Paul, what advice would you give to singers facing voice problems?
If pop singers have got voice problems, they really need to be more selective about where they work. They shouldn't work in smoky atmospheres. They also need to think about resting their voices after a show. Something else they need to be careful about is medicines. Aspirin, for example. Singers should avoid aspirin. It thins the blood. And if a singer coughs, this can result in the bruising of the vocal cords.
And is it true that some singers use drugs before concerts to boost their voices when they have voice problems?
Yes, this does happen on occasion. They are easily available on the continent, and they are useful if a singer has problems with his vocal cords and has to sing that night. But if they're taken regularly, they cause a thinning of the voice muscle. Most pop singers suffer from three things: lack of training, overuse and abuse of the voice, especially when they are young. They have difficult lives. When they go on tour, they do a vast number of concerts, sing in smoky places.
So, what would you advise these singers to do?
Warm your voice up before a show and warm it down after. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What does last week's announcement say about rock star Phil Collins? Question 23. What does Paul Phillips say about aspirin? Question 24. What does Paul Phillips say about young pop singers? Question 25. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Would you trust a robot to park your car? The question will confront New Yorkers in February as the city's first robotic parking opens in Chinatown. The technology has been successfully applied overseas, but the only other public robotic garage in the United States has been troublesome, dropping vehicles and trapping cars because of technical problems. Nonetheless, the developers of the Chinatown garage are confident with the technology and are counting on it to squeeze 67 cars in an apartment building basement that would otherwise fit only 24, accomplished by removing a maneuver space normally required. A human-shaped robot won't be stepping into your car to drive it. Rather, the garage itself does the parking. The driver stops the car on a flat platform and gets out. The platform is lowered into the garage, and it is then transported to a vacant parking space by a computer-controlled device similar to an elevator that also runs sideways. There is no human supervision, but an attendant will be on hand to accept cash and explain the system to new users. Parking rates will be attractive, about $400 monthly or $25 per day, according to Ari Milstein, the Director of Planning for Automation Parking Systems, which is the U.S. subsidiary of a German company. This company has built automated garages in several countries overseas and in the United States for residents of a Washington, D.C. apartment building.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What do we learn about robotic parking in the U.S. so far? Question 27. What advantage does robotic parking have according to its developers? Question 28. What does the attendant do in the automated garage? Question 29. What does the company say about the parking rates? Passage 2. A recent study shows that meat consumption is one of the main ways that humans can damage the environment, second only to the use of motor vehicles. So, how can eating meat have a negative effect on the environment? For a start, all animals such as cows, pigs, and sheep release a gas named methane, which is the second most common greenhouse gas after carbon dioxide. Many environmental experts now believe that methane is more responsible for global warming than carbon dioxide. It is estimated that 25% of all methane released into the atmosphere comes from farm animals. Another way in which meat production affects the environment is through the use of water and land. 2,500 gallons of water are needed to produce 1 pound of beef, whereas 20 gallons of water are needed to produce 1 pound of wheat. 1 acre of farmland used for raising cows can produce 250 pounds of beef. 1 acre of farmland used for crop production can produce 50,000 pounds of tomatoes. Many people now see the benefits of switching to a vegetarian diet, which excludes meat and fish, not just for health reasons, but also because it plays a vital role in protecting the environment. However, some nutritionists advise against switching to a totally strict vegetarian diet. They believe such a diet, which includes no products from animal sources, can be deficient in many of the necessary vitamins and minerals our bodies need. Today, many people have come to realize that to help the environment and for the human race to survive, more of us will need to become vegetarian.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. What does a recent study show? Question 31. What do some nutritionalists say about a strict vegetarian diet? Question 32. What does the speaker think more people need to do? Passage 3. Alcoholism is a serious disease. Nearly 9 million Americans alone suffer from the illness. Many scientists disagree about what the differences are between an alcohol addict and a social drinker. The difference occurs when someone needs to drink, and this need gets in the way of his health or behavior. Alcohol causes a loss of judgment and alertness. After a long period, alcoholism can deteriorate the liver, the brain, and other parts of the body. The illness is dangerous because it is involved in half of all automobile accidents. Another problem is that the victim often denies being an alcohol addict and won't get help. Solutions do exist. Many hospitals and centers help patients cope. Without assistance, the victim can destroy his life. He will detach himself from the routines of life. He may lose his employment, home, or loved ones. All the causes of the sickness are not discovered yet. There is no standard for a person with alcoholism. Victims range in age, race, sex, and background. Some groups of people are more vulnerable to the illness. People from broken homes and North American Indians are two examples. People from broken homes often lack stable lives. Indians, likewise, had their traditional life taken from them by white settlers who often encouraged them to consume alcohol to prevent them from fighting back. The problem has now been passed on. Alcoholism is clearly present in society today. People have started to get help and information. With proper assistance, victims can put their lives together one day.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What is a problem with the victims of alcoholism according to the speaker? Question 34. Why did white settlers introduce alcohol to Indians? Question 35. What does the speaker seem to believe about those affected by alcoholism? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Self-image is the picture you have of yourself, the sort of person you believe you are. Included in your self-image are the categories in which you place yourself, the roles you play, and other similar descriptors you use to identify yourself. If you tell an acquaintance you are a grandfather who recently lost his wife and who does volunteer work on weekends, several elements of your self-image are brought to light. The roles of grandparent, widower, and conscientious citizen. But self-image is more than how you picture yourself. It also involves how others see you. Three types of feedback from others are indicative of how they see us: confirmation, rejection, and disconfirmation. Confirmation occurs when others treat you in a manner consistent with who you believe you are. You believe you have leadership abilities and your boss puts you in charge of a new work team. On the other hand, rejection occurs when others treat you in a manner that is inconsistent with your self-definition. Pierre Salinger was appointed senator from California, but subsequently lost his first election. He thought he was a good public official, but the voters obviously thought otherwise. Their vote was inconsistent with his self-concept. The third type of feedback is disconfirmation, which occurs when others fail to respond to your notion of self by responding neutrally. A student writes what he thinks is an excellent composition, but the teacher writes no encouraging remarks. Rather than relying on how others classify you, consider how you identify yourself. The way in which you identify yourself is the best reflection of your self-image.
Now the passage will be read again. Self-image is the picture you have of yourself, the sort of person you believe you are. Included in your self-image are the categories in which you place yourself, the roles you play, and other similar descriptors you use to identify yourself. If you tell an acquaintance you are a grandfather who recently lost his wife and who does volunteer work on weekends, several elements of your self-image are brought to light: the roles of grandparent, widower, and conscientious citizen. But self-image is more than how you picture yourself. It also involves how others see you. Three types of feedback from others are indicative of how they see us: confirmation, rejection, and disconfirmation. Confirmation occurs when others treat you in a manner consistent with who you believe you are. You believe you have leadership abilities, and your boss puts you in charge of a new work team. On the other hand, rejection occurs when others treat you in a manner that is inconsistent with your self-definition. Pierre Salinger was appointed senator from California, but subsequently lost his first election. He thought he was a good public official, but the voters obviously thought otherwise. their vote was inconsistent with his self-concept. The third type of feedback is disconfirmation, which occurs when others fail to respond to your notion of self by responding neutrally. A student writes what he thinks is an excellent composition, but the teacher writes no encouraging remarks. Rather than relying on how others classify you, consider how you identify yourself. The way in which you identify yourself is the best reflection of your self-image.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Self-image is the picture you have of yourself, the sort of person you believe you are. Included in your self-image are the categories in which you place yourself, the roles you play, and other similar descriptors you use to identify yourself. If you tell an acquaintance you are a grandfather who recently lost his wife and who does volunteer work on weekends, several elements of your self-image are brought to light. The roles of grandparent, widower, and conscientious citizen. But self-image is more than how you picture yourself. It also involves how others see you. Three types of feedback from others are indicative of how they see us. Confirmation, rejection, and disconfirmation. Confirmation occurs when others treat you in a manner consistent with who you believe you are. You believe you have leadership abilities and your boss puts you in charge of a new work team. On the other hand, rejection occurs when others treat you in a manner that is inconsistent with your self-definition. Pierre Salinger was appointed senator from California, but subsequently lost his first election. He thought he was a good public official, but the voters obviously thought otherwise. Their vote was inconsistent with his self-concept. The third type of feedback is disconfirmation, which occurs when others fail to respond to your notion of self by responding neutrally. A student writes what he thinks is an excellent composition, but the teacher writes no encouraging remarks. Rather than relying on how others classify you, consider how you identify yourself. The way in which you identify yourself is the best reflection of your self-image.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机。